It is time for another one of our classic car chat series. And of course, it's being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley, our sponsor of the classic car chats once again for the 2023 season. Jim Hubisch is going to join us. We're standing right beside a really cool looking car. Jim, start right away. You tell us what this car is.
It's a 66 Nova, Chevy Nova, heavily modified.
Tell us about the modification a little bit on that. You've done it, you or somebody has done a lot to this car.
Cutting and grinding and dirty work, stuff like that.
Well, it kind of comes natural for you because you go on a machine, right here. Yeah. You probably do a lot of it right here.
Having all these tools accessible to me, that helps.
So tell us what this car was when you first got it. I mean, how did you come about getting this car?
It was in a magazine. I found it. And it was down southern Texas somewhere. I did everything over the phone. I didn't even go look at it. I just looked at pictures. That could be good or bad sometimes.
I know what you mean, yeah. So was it a running car when you got it?
No. Somebody had drag racing, I think. They had holes poked here and there, and I'd do a lot of fixing. But they shoved everything inside the cab and sent it up here. There was nothing neat about it.
So in other words, it was kind of a car when it arrived.
Exactly, right.
So you get this car and you kind of say, oh my, so where do I start? Is that kind of how you do this? Or
yeah, first you get that sick feeling.
Yeah.
And then you just move forward, strip it all down, and tear it all apart and put stuff in order, see what you got and don't got.
So I'm sure you had to get some parts and things. It probably wasn't all there.
No, it's been so long, I don't remember what I actually did have or didn't have, but there's a lot of new parts on there.
You have plans for this car as to sort of what you want it to look. So you did a lot of modification to this. So how did that all that come about?
Oh, just going to car shows probably and seeing a lot of things that way. And I had my own ideas that I wanted to do. Some worked, some didn't,
So what did you end up with engine and transmission then? Because it probably really didn't have much for that when you got it.
It didn't have a motor at all. Now it's got the LS in it, which is your modern motor. But it's pretty cool.
Automatic or manual?
Automatic. I've had the manuals. I keep going back to automatic. Simpler.
Now, you did a lot of the work yourself, kind of the fixing and the grinding and the sanding and all that yourself. You went out to Beatty's to have some of the paint work done then?
Right, yeah. Brandon and Ron both helped. But that's where the paint job got done. Well, a lot of body work out there, too, as far as that.
Right, so, and of course, that's at G-Force Customs out south of Algona. There's a lot of the classic cars here in our area. You wound up with a sort of a gray, dark gray metallic?
It's a flat metallic. I just liked it, and I've had a few paint issues here and there, but it's coming around. They're never done.
It's always work in progress, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
So tell us about the interior then. How did you come about finishing that off?
Well, we had a guy from Pine Lake, Minnesota. He had room just to slip this in one winter or whatever, and he took it, and I got it right back. Well, 6-8 months, which ain't bad, because nowadays it's 2-3 years or something, it seems like. But he did a nice job.
Overall, happy with the car? I mean, are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah, I like driving it. Some people don't drive them, but I definitely drive them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is
dirty.
Yeah, this is one you
still got the bugs on it.
Yeah, I see there. Yeah, well, it's still early in the season. You'll get it all cleaned up for the car shows and everything.
Exactly.
And I know you take this to some of the car shows and the cruises we have.
Yep, I do. I've been to Brit a few times. It wins over there.
It's really a sharp car. I've done a nice job on that and done a lot of just kind of making it yours, putting your touches.
Right.
So 66 Nova, a lot of custom work done to it. You'll see it this summer, I'm sure, around some of the car shows or see it cruising down downtown and from time to time. Jim, beautiful car. Thanks for sharing it with us.
You bet. Thank you.
And that is this edition of Jim Hubisch of our Classic Car Chat. This time around, we'll have more Classic Car Chats for you as the season goes on, being brought to you by JDR Seeds of Wesley.